Man, look at him. I'd be smiling too if I sold my business for 10 mil. Mom flipped 3 businesses already and she's got a freaking private jet. Look at me, shaking for a simple presentation. Ever feel like a joke? Let me tell you how and why you should instantly stop comparing yourselves with others and focus on yourself. Hi, my name is Milos and I've been living a SaaS life for over a decade. I did many things wrong and I did some things right. On this channel, I speak passionately about the human side of building and running software as a service, hoping this will help the other me's in this world. If this is something that interests you, please consider subscribing. Today, I'm addressing something super important and I advise you to think about this one hard because it could be that one thing that is keeping you from succeeding in business, life, relationships. I mean, sometimes comparing myself to others can push me to some seriously deep chasms of depression. Let's jump into it together. If we're honest with each other for a moment, I really think we all tend to compare ourselves to others. This is, in my opinion, quite normal. I mean, how else can we understand ourselves and our position in the world unless we compare ourselves with others, right? Well, I think it might be wrong. We really don't have to. I could really end the video here as that is kind of my entire point, but really I do have to deep dive into this one if for no other reason because a dear friend asked me to do it. So yeah, M, this one is for you. Also, a quick disclaimer, if you're like a super competitive person who draws motivation from comparing with others and can, in retrospect, confirm that this has a positive influence to you, like feel free to 100% bash me in the comment section or of the video or somewhere on the interwebs. I mean, it's clear. We're all different and we work in different ways. However, I do want to point out that I myself am a very competitive person and can very much use the output of comparing myself with others to succeed. But unfortunately for me, it comes with baggage, which kind of made me just stop doing it because I can't really properly process and handle the extra weight. If you can, you're like Sigma or something and that's awesome. Let's analyze together what the output of comparing ourselves with others can be and what kind of effect it can have on us. Comparing with others can set the bar. We're comparing our relative success at something with someone else's, and it's likely healthier for the person in our competitive lens to be someone who has more success than us. They raise the bar for us. They make us realize we could be more. On the other end, it can also make us feel better, right? As we're comparing ourselves with someone less successful, for an example. In theory, comparison that sets the bar high could be good and productive. It makes us strive for more and better. And comparison that tells us we've made it, as in we've had success where others didn't or had less of it, can make us feel good because we made it. But it sucks in a way, you know, because what we're doing is measuring our own achievements through someone else's success or failure. We are not in control. What can not being in control mean for us? Let's see. What if the bar is too high? As in, we're comparing ourselves with Elon Musk. I can see people I know that would draw motivation from this as they have crazy ambition, but I can also see people getting super depressed because the kind of success this guy has is unattainable to 99.99% of the population. And when can we tell we've done enough? Or if we're looking at the person below us in terms of success, how do we know we should feel good about it or not? As in, what is the right measure of success? It's not hard, it's impossible. To maintain a balanced level of sanity, motivation, ambition, we have to make how many comparisons daily? With how many people? How much time will this take? How much will it eat into our life-work balance? And where is it going to leave us emotionally? See where I'm going with this? I feel like I'm losing control over my time and what I will invest it in when I keep doing this. Do you? I will not dare to quote a controversial person because I like the quote and I totally agree with it. Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today. Yes, Jordan Peterson pretty much nailed it. This is, in my opinion, great advice. I would like to improve upon it, though, just a little bit. Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who you think someone else is today. Because our perception, as well as the perception of our peers, matters. The way we and our close friends and social circles see someone matters. And here lies the problem. If one asked me to describe the online world to them, I'd just say, download Instagram. You'll know. Everyone's fake there. I mean, almost, well, everyone. And Instagram is just a focused version of what the entire internet is. Look at company about us pages with their missions and vision. Look at how people describe themselves on LinkedIn, Twitter, how YouTubers have these perfect offices and video backgrounds with soft lights. It all looks great, but it's built to be perceived as great. Add our own ideals and biases to this mix. When we're comparing ourselves with who someone else is today, we're really comparing ourselves with whom we perceive they are today, which is shaped by the way they present themselves, how others present them, and it's likely fake. We're lying to ourselves. So isn't it better, easier to compare us today with us yesterday, as Mr. Peterson would suggest? And also, isn't it less fake? Because we know the inner workings of the yesterday's us, where we really don't and can't know the same for others. You know what else is not fake? My super low subscriber count. Hit that like button if you find this insightful, and please make sure to subscribe to SaaS Live to put a smile on tomorrow's me's face as I'm comparing myself with today version, you know. Thanks. People with good standing and reputation in the software as a service world will tell you that competition is generally good for you, and I couldn't agree more. I mean, if you have competitors, you're probably got the product market fit all right, or you know, there's an audience for what you're trying to sell. But it's only as good as you can make it to improve yourself and your offering. Sometimes, as we're comparing ourselves with our competitors, we tend to copy them because they have something we don't. They did something we didn't. And in one way or another, if envy takes charge or greed, we'll copy. We'll go ahead and do the exact same thing they do. It might even look better. It might even be better presented, but it's not us. We're not in control. I can totally agree with that saying that, you know, wise people copy, but copying can only get us up to a point. If we didn't improve upon whatever shiny, glittering piece of functionality we've noticed with our competitor, if we don't provide more value to the user or make it more accessible, we might remain just that, copycats. And this is clearly that moment where somebody else sets the goals, gives the scorecard, and we fall into a trap of playing somebody else's game. Let's talk about a potential way to improve the process, a recipe, if you will. It's all about us, not others, right? Imagine spending the time you'd usually spend comparing yourself with others on doing retrospective and comparing yourself with you. It provides a good enough platform for self-improvement. Why? Because it facilitates setting your own expectations of yourself in an optimal way. What does it mean? Well, it means you probably won't compare yourself with Elon Musk, who built Tesla and SpaceX, and that's after he had other successes, and set the bar and expectations so high that it seems like you're trying to build a house starting with the roof, running before you learn to walk. By applying continuous retrospective, you can manage what your next expectation will be. You can set your own goals, make your own rules. Therefore, the recipe for improvement through retrospective rather than comparison with others would be optimize your expectations, set your own pace, and keep raising the bar. Additionally, let's not forget to, you know, at least from time to time, settle for good enough, because perfect will continuously and very successfully elude us forever. There is a small trap we could find ourselves in when we're operating in a closed system, in a closed loop, if you will, of comparing ourselves to ourselves only. And it should be obvious. It's the danger of us creating, maintaining, and never leaving the comfort zone. If we remain in our comfort zone, we're dead in the water. Why? Because basically, all growth actually happens outside of it. If we wish to grow, we have to challenge ourselves on a regular basis, call ourselves out to play outside of that comfy bubble. As it might be that the right way to do this is to leverage other people's successes and achievements to do the calling out part. I mean, I'm saying now that we should compare ourselves with others. What? Well, yes and no. Let me explain. It comes with a serious if. If we can handle it, we should do it. If we can't handle it, we can learn how to handle it, or just learn to be better at handling it. And we don't have to do it all the time. We can just use it to venture outside of our comfort zone from time to time to make sure we have a good platform for personal growth. I'm ending this one with a super important message from me to all the other me's, okay? There is always going to be somebody more good looking, with more money, a better brand, and a bigger business. But it doesn't matter, because we don't need somebody else's scoreboard to run our personal development. We're not threatened by other people's success. We can and should be in control, and we can set the bar. We don't need a life coach, a guru, or our peer to tell us what to do. Because we're grown-ups, we can decide who we want to be and make it happen. We can handle the responsibility of failure. We know it's just temporary. we get one chance here on Earth. Let's play our own game.